Nolte, New York's 25,000 lockdown violations give me hope for America. By John Nolte on June 16, 2020. If you are looking for hope in America, I give you Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, whining about 25,000 complaints of reopening violations in his miserable, fascist state. God bless America and Americans, especially New Yorkers. In one of the most left-wing states in America, Americans are telling Governor Grandma Killer to shove his lockdown orders right up his fat, fascist ass. Power to the people. This is exactly what Americans all across the country should be doing, most especially in states like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. Any state where the Democrat governor treats you like a second-class citizen and left-wing protesters, rioters, looters, and arsonists like first-class citizens. It is nothing short of obscene for these Democrat governors to lock everyone down for no valid scientific or moral reason, to gleefully destroy the livelihoods and small businesses of millions of Americans, while at the exact same time they allow, legitimize, and, in some cases, join these massive protests that violate every social distancing rule known to man. Beyond obscene, it is also un-American and unconstitutional. You cannot have one set of rules and laws for one group and not for another. Well, actually, as we are seeing in these Democrat-run states, they're certainly trying. There is one set of law enforcement standards for the lawless who promote the correct cause, while law-abiding taxpayers are persecuted and driven into bankruptcy. What's more, while Cuomo and the hideous Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DeMe, order the police to stand idle as domestic terrorists loot and burn predominantly black neighborhoods, they simultaneously order the police to arrest, ticket, and rouse people for going to church, to school, to a restaurant or playground. In a sane country, in a sane state, in a sane Democrat Party, you would never allow terrorists to violate every one of your social distancing orders while you penalize everyone else for doing the same. This cancerous double standard is not only an act of government persecution, it is a state enacting another form of Jim Crow, something Democrats are very familiar with, for it was Democrats who created the Jim Crow South. What's especially maddening is that governors like Cuomo and the hideous Whitmer are proud of this double standard, are openly flaunting this double standard, are parading this one-sided persecution as a means to troll and mock law-abiding Americans, especially those who dared protest these unnecessary lockdowns, and did so without engaging in burning and looting. And as these Democrat governors flaunt their new Jim Crow laws, the corporate media cheer them on. One can only imagine what it must feel like to have lockdown orders destroy your small business, then turn on a TV to find the very same elected leaders who locked you down praise and even join these massive protests. One can only imagine what it must be like to watch your child deteriorate from the lack of socialization, structure, and playtime caused by closed schools and barricaded playgrounds, then turn on a TV to find the elected leaders who locked your child down praise and even join these massive protests. Godspeed, New Yorkers. Keep up the good work. Keep up the civil disobedience. Fill their prisons, defy their persecution, and when it's all over, stop voting for your Democrat persecutors. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.